Recently, Susan Robb spoke with the award-winning author and storyteller Rafe Martin about his new novel, Birdwing.
The story grows out of the end of one of the Grimm's brothers' tales, which is the story of the six swans, where six brothers are transformed into swans. A sister vows to save them. She has to go through terrible adventures and difficulties and trials in order to bring them back into the human world. It's a tremendous sacrifice. It's a tremendous story. But at the end, though she's been very successful and the brothers are restored to human form, the youngest brother, his left arm, which is the heart side, the side of intuition and spontaneity, remains a swan's wing because she was never able to finish. She has to make these magical shirts for them. She was never able to finish his left sleeve of his shirt. So when he's human, he's got a swan's wing on the left side instead of an arm. And the story ends there. And I began to think, well, what would happen to a child who's caught between the realms, who once could fly completely free, but in our world now is very isolated, is a kind of cripple, a kind of freak in a way. What is that child's destiny? How did they find their wholeness and their happiness? What's their path in life? And I began to realize that that was a metaphor that really spoke to all of us, that in a way we could say each one of us has a wing, the very thing that makes us most unique and mysterious as human beings. And each one, it's different. And many people cloak their wing. They hide it. They want to fit in. Some people maim themselves. They cut that wing off. They themselves become completely unconscious of it. And they want to be like what everyone else appears to be. And some people learn to live fully with their wing just as they are, and accepting themselves so fully, they heal not just themselves, but the kingdom. And I saw there's the story. Because it's everyone's story, really. How will we live with our wing? And can we accept ourselves fully enough to not only heal ourselves, but heal the realm that we live in? One of the great things that literature does for us is it allows us to model those difficult choices in our own lives. I see many ways you could say story, narrative, is like a flight simulator. It allows us to test out in the imagination what will give lift and what will cause us to crash before we live those things in our lives.